All right, the game I watched, Steelers and Falcons. This was a Mike Tomlin masterpiece because this is the way Tomlin wants to win. Unlike the rest of the league, he wants to play defense and win games without turning the ball over. And so this game went exactly the way he wanted it to go without Russell Wilson. They didn't score a touchdown. They kicked 6 field goals. They were plus 3 in the turnover differential, and his defense completely shut down Kirk Cousins and the Falcons offense in the second half. I think the number one thing people are going to ask about with this game is, what do you do at quarterback now? And I'm convinced that if Russell Wilson wants to play and is healthy enough to play, which not the same thing, but close, I think he will in Denver, going back to Denver for a revenge game. But I thought Fields played, other than fumbling snaps, which continues to be a problem for him on the very first series and getting a hold of being under center and everything, Zach, I thought he played exactly the way Tomlin wanted him to. I charted his entire game. He didn't throw the ball 40 times like some of these other guys today. He did not have one throw where I was like, ooh, he got away with one there. He did not have like one turnover-worthy throw the entire game. He made a couple of big connections with Pickens, that one right before the half that gave him a free 3 points that made it a 10-9 game instead of 10-6. I think Tomlin was willing to go into the half down 4, and then Fields pulled the rabbit out of his hat there with that connection with Pickens. And then he ran for 57 yards, which might not seem like much, but many of them were plays that extended drives and kept them going. So overall, I mean, you go in there and Justin Fields outplays Kirk Cousins, you got to feel pretty good about yourself.
I'm with you. If Russell Wilson is healthy, I still think they should start Justin Fields, but I do think they will start Russell Wilson. But you know what? I kind of feel, and this is nothing to do with the quarterbacks, but is it crazy to say that TJ Watt is still a little bit disrespected?
And he lost the Defensive Player of the Year award because people cited PFF grades, which I've never seen or heard done before for any other award ever. So yes, he's disrespected.
The two best defensive players in the league are TJ Watt and Myles Garrett. Micah Parsons, we saw him today, was incredible. We know Max Crosby is incredible. TJ Watt had an MVP type of performance today, and I've said this for a while. He is the best defensive player in football, and the only thing that could have stopped him today was that god-awful officiating in the games. But TJ Watt, I had the game on one of those quad boxes through YouTube now, and every time I was watching the Steelers game, he was in the backfield every single play. It was insane.
Greg Olson took a $7 million pay cut from Fox, and I thought he was awesome on that game. So, Greg, I don't know if you're a First in Pod subscriber. You should be. You deserve to be making more money because you are very good at your job. And I just want to let you know that, Greg Olson, who I think is a New Jersey guy, Zach.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Texans and Colts. Did the Colts look legit enough? I mean, not the Colts, the Texans. Did they look legit enough? Did they live up to the hype as Super Bowl contender with their 29-27 win over the Colts?
Yeah, with all the new guys that they brought in, Mixon was really damn good. I know Diggs got into the end zone. Nico Collins was really damn good in the ball game. The bottom line is those are divisional games. The Colts are no slouch, so those are always going to be tough. And they won the game. So I thought that was a team that if I was a Texans fan after 1 week, was everything perfect? No. But I was very content with what I saw from them.
I know the final score makes it look like they had to basically piss blood to win. But I think in terms of how do I want this team to gel and come together, you have to be ecstatic that Diggs scored 2 touchdowns. So even though he does not have like huge receiving yards and catches or targets, he got the things he's looking for, so he's not going to be bitching and complaining. Mixon got 30 carries in this game, which is a career high, and was excellent. I think that offensive line there is much better now that it's healthy. Stroud didn't turn the ball over, which he rolls over from last year, and Collins had over 100 yards. All right, Anthony Richardson had hit some big plays. That's going to happen. He's that type of dude. He's going to be
one throw was sick. Yeah, he was fading away and threw it 60, 70 yards. Was insane.
I mean, that's Anthony Richardson. He completed 9 passes in the game. But all anybody's going to talk about is the play that you're referring to because he just does that kind of stuff. So You go on the road and you beat the team that you beat in the week 18 matchup last year to clinch the division. So you've already got one up on them, the tiebreaker. And for the Colts, they have not won an opener in 11 years. One of the quirkiest stats in football. They are 0-10-11 or 0-10-1 in their last 11 openers.
They'll probably hang a banner that they at least played in the week one game. Because
you know, Ursay has a little booth franchise where he smokes at the yeah. stadium.
Really?
He has a little room he goes into. Yeah, it's true.
How about Jim invites us for a game? We'll go smoke a few things with him.
You know what? He's older and he can obviously, he lives a certain lifestyle. I would not be able to keep up with him, Zach.
Like, yeah, I don't know if I want to hang out with him, honestly. I don't know if I want to really hang out with Jim.
All right, last two here. We're going to bunch them together. Panthers and Saints, Giants and Vikings. Which loss was more embarrassing in your opinion?
The Giants. And the reason why is because it's insanity that Daniel Jones is still this team's quarterback. I know they tried to go get Drake May or Jaden Daniels in the draft and they had no luck making the trade. But geez, Daniel Jones still being this team's quarterback and how bad he is. It's crazy that we're still having the conversation. Oh, it's a make or break year for Daniel Jones. No, he's already broken. He's done. He's finished.
Well, we all saw it on Hard Knocks, to your point. So we know that this is not a relationship that the Giants were interested in extending into this year. This seems to be they could have pushed harder for Drake May. They didn't want to do that. They had, I guess, in their minds, a maximum offer, the best take it or leave it. So be it. Zach, the only thing I'm going to say here about the Giants, okay, and I know that this is not, you know, this is apples to oranges in a way. Watching that game today, I will at least confess to you, seeing them get blown out and look as garbage as they did, I did think about the Mets a little bit. Because the first 2 weeks of the Mets season was the same exact way. Like, they looked like they were going to lose 100 games. They looked like they were going to be one of the biggest laughingstock teams sure. in the entire sport. And out of nowhere in May, like their entire season turned around. And I don't think there's a Francisco Lindor on the Giants per se. Like, maybe it's Burns or Neighbors.
Neighbors, yeah.
I get it. I just refuse to believe that they're this bad, I guess is what I'm saying. I can't fathom that Jones is actually this bad of a quarterback that the Giants are going to be on par with like the Panthers for the first pick in the draft. They're really going to be like a 3-14 team. Seriously?
I thought they'd be a 5 or 6 win team, but
That ain't much better. I mean, that's not that far away from getting the number one pick. They're really that bad, Zach?
Yeah, they have a defense, which I thought was going to be good and then made Sam Darnold look phenomenal. But that front is pretty damn good. You're right. The secondary is no bueno. But you know, you look back at the way you initially worded the question. I'll ask it back to you because you know you mentioned the Panthers just getting annihilated by the Saints, who are not a good football team. What's going to go down as the worst trade? Is it the Bryce Young trade that the Panthers made to go get him, or is it the Deshaun Watson deal? Because both of those,
Watson,
man, it's pathetic.
I still think it's Watson because of all the money, and he's such an unsavory figure. But yeah, Bryce Young did not look much better. I'll give Canales some time with him too, but I was one that thought Carolina was going to be improved and Young was going to be better. And then
I thought Carolina was going to win the game today.
You did say that. That's right. Yeah. Thank you for. And you also mocked me for saying I was intrigued by Sam Darnold, and he put intriguing stuff out there today.
Yeah, I think that speaks more so to the Giants than it does Sam Darnold. If I have to listen to Sam Darnold all throughout the year of this great, reclamation project, come on. I'm
telling you.
It was the Giants.
He could be this year's Geno Smith or Baker Mayfield. One more. I lied. Spencer got in my ears. He's right to do as a producer. We glossed over Chargers and Raiders. Jim Harbaugh wins his debut. He's 4-0 in week ones now. His first one in 10 years. I thought, just handled their business. My first impressions of the win is that you talked about on the first show that this offense in LA is going to look a lot like Michigan's. They're going to use big personnel, heavy personnel. We're going to see fullbacks and tight ends and stuff. They're going to really run the ball. Well, I watched pretty much that entire game. That is what they did. And J.K. Dobbins was the beneficiary of it. That's only his fifth 100-yard game as an NFL running back. They've got, I think, building block offensive linemen. Slater Ault had a great game on Crosby. I was not big on him in the draft. I thought he was just a guy that was like one of these Notre Dame creations. But he got a big test, and I didn't see him get a lot of help. And Crosby did not really impact that game. So that's a huge win for him on an individual level. And look, the Raiders are nothing special. They started Gardner Minshew at quarterback. But given the fact that it's a new coach instilling a new culture, and if you watch the game, they cheered when the Raiders did good things and booed when the Chargers performed well. That's a nice little win for Jim Harbaugh to start his second tour of duty here in the NFL.